welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday Vermonters and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first.
Let all them hounds off of the leashes.
Over the past 5 months, regional organizing committees of the Put People First campaign have been holding community meetings all across Vermont.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. This is so wonderful to see such a great turnout. This meeting is part of a series of community meetings happening in every county of the state.
So this meeting here tonight is intended to be an opportunity for all of us to come together, to meet each other, to meet the other people in the community that have similar like-minded experiences, to share our stories and to identify similar problems in areas where we struggle.
At a recent meeting in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, people spoke out about how a lack of access to healthcare, livable wage jobs, and adequate housing is affecting their lives.
Well, you figure you take one person with a kid, okay? Mm-hmm. Try to rent an apartment up here. Good luck. If you're living off minimum wage in the state of Vermont with one kid, mm-hmm. can't do it.
Right.
It's not feasible.
Absolutely
possible.
Absolutely agree. Or on Social Security. No pension, nothing. Basic Social Security. There is just, unless I can get it subsidized, I can't afford anything. Not even a one little tiny room.
My name's Jessica. I'm 28 years old and I have 3 kids. I'm a single mom. I work full time. I was working 2 full time jobs and barely seeing my kids. 2 of my kids both have disabilities. My youngest has issues with his eyes, and I can't afford glasses to fix his eyes. So this is why I'm here. I think that we all need to come together and figure out something so that mothers, fathers, kids aren't left like this.
In Windsor County, people talked about the cuts to government jobs and services and how that would affect people in the Upper Valley.
When I got my job at the Postal Service, I had come back from the service. I was disabled. I had gone in the service to get out of poverty, and I got myself injured and found my way right back into poverty. The only way I got back to our community was to get a job with the governmental Postal Service. They were the only ones that would hire a disabled veteran. Jobs are hard to find, and when you're not part of the status quo, it's even harder to find a job up here. I'm sure many of you folks know that. We're fighting like hell to keep our jobs in White River. Who would be affected adversely if the government keeps up with their current plans for austerity? In other words, cutting government programs and services to the Upper Valley. Is anyone here would be adversely affected? Not just the Postal Service, other services.
Everyone. Everybody.
I mean, we all drive on roads, right? Somebody's got to take care of those roads. Our kids go to schools. I mean, we need government services, and when we have corporations running our country telling us we don't, they're nuts, and we got to get out there and tell them they're nuts. Thank you.
Attendees also discussed the reasons why so many Vermonters are struggling to meet their fundamental needs and why their voices are not heard at the statehouse.
The question that always comes up is, how are we going to pay for it? There's not enough money. Who's heard that we need to tighten our belts? Mm-hmm. Who's ever heard that?
Why do we need to tighten our
belts? So we wanted to just lay out a picture of what's really going on, and this is important for us to keep in mind. The top 1% of the people in this country. This pyramid represents 100% of the wealth in the country. And the top 1% are sitting on about this much of the pyramid. So that's 42%
of the wealth.
In the country.
So 1% of the people in the country hold 42% of the wealth
right.
throughout the country.
Right. Then what happens is the next 19% of the population actually has the next 50% of the wealth. So that means that combined, this 20% right here is sharing a pretty big piece of the pyramid, right? That top 20% actually has 92% of the wealth. So down here we have
us.
Pretty much everybody that we know. And
not a millionaire in this room.
Vermont is down there.
So there's 80% of us, and we're sharing just 8%. There's all these decisions that are being made about our lives. We heard some pretty crazy stories in here about what people are dealing with on a daily basis. And that's not just by accident. There are decisions that are being made in Vermont and in our country that make things so.
Essentially, every day at the State House, we have lobbyists, we have a lot of money, we have big corporations and people wearing suits who are there and have the ear of all the people that we've elected to help represent us. And so if we have, you know, one lone person up there saying, like, I want health care, I want better schools, they're probably not going to listen because more of the time they're hearing from these people. But we can change that when there's more of us. So coming together, when there are 300 of us that say, you know, we want better schools, we want health care, we want a healthy planet, that changes the balance of power and brings it back to a more balanced level where they're actually representing the people's needs rather than the people who are wearing the suits up at the State House every day.
Finally, members talked about the People's Budget Campaign to look at how Vermont raises and spends revenue. The People's Budget Campaign would require that Vermont creates a budget that ensures that every Vermonter's human rights are met.
One of the things that we are doing we are putting together a people's budget. Now, it isn't a lot of numbers, and it isn't an Excel spreadsheet. It is saying to the legislature that the budget that we want is the budget that puts people's needs before budgeting to the money. And they need to think about needs first. So you find out what people need, and then you figure out how to finance it. And so that's the essence of the people's budget, and the people's team, and all of us are going to make that happen.
Put People First Radio is a project of the Vermont Worker Center and the Put People First campaign. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media/radio.